Oh, yeah, you can't ask. Monitoring my 5 state wide one. We owe you can't ask, careful. W8BBD from W8VD. Hello, EKMS, monitoring my 5 statewide 1.
KE8WU8WUO, this is N8VDZ. KE8WUO, KE8WUO, this is N8VDZ.
N8VDZ, this is KE8WUO, are you picking me up?
Yes, sir, I am now. Did you try a minute ago and it didn't go through?
That's affirmative. So yeah, I'm at the far end of the park. So I'm gonna move though. I'm looking for a spot to put the fox, and then I can come to you because I don't have really a spot yet. So if you're here, just pick a spot that looks good, and then I'll try to find you.
Hi, I am not there. I am just leaving my house, so I'm Kevin Ryan and heading that way. So I just wanted to let you know that I was on the way and didn't forget. It's running behind, as you can tell. So I will see you shortly. I'll check back in when I get there. This is NABC. Standing by.
All right, we'll see you soon. This is KE8WUO. Standing by also.
KE8WUO, KE8WUO, this is N8VDZ. KE8WUO, KE8WUO, this is N8VDZ. KE8WUO, KE8WUO, this is N8VDZ. Nothing heard, N8VDZ, monitoring.
Hey, Mike, this is KE8WUO. What's up?
Ah, there you are. Yep, I'm just driving around trying to find you.
Copy that. Let's see. How do I tell you where I am? I didn't catch the thing on the way in. I'm just past the disc golf course. I'll be on the right-hand side. It's the first road on the kind of north side of the road. And if you give me a second, I'll try to find the name of this parking lot. But I know it is Ridgewood Drive.
Are you East Park or West Park?
I'm East Park. Pretty much East Park.
Copy that. I think I know right where you're at, and I think I just passed you, because just a minute ago I passed the disc course golf, and I'm just passing the lake right now, so I'm turning around and coming back.
Copy that. Yeah, I had to make like 20 trips to my truck back and forth, and I have the dogs here, so it's been a little bit of a juggling exercise, so... But I'm pulling up the computer, and I'll have Street View on in a second, and I can get the name of the entrance. So hopefully you're not too far.
And you're with your van, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It should stick out like a sore thumb.
Not the campground entrance, right? Or is it?
I see your truck. Turn left there. That is where I'm at. Once you pull in, stay to the right.
I see your van. Copy. NAWRO, mobile, eastbound 94. Hey, Tim, NAVDZ here.
Good morning, Mike. I'm making a trip out to Dexter this morning, and I caught you on the 7.2, but I don't think I could make it from over here, 94 and 23. How's the setup over there? You're with John and the gang, right?
We'll go with, I'm with John.
Oh, I think there's going to be some more guys there in a little bit. You guys won't be alone. Well, actually, with John and the dogs. So you got the dogs there. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that hit that I made on 147.2, that's with our new Go Kit set up here for the first time. I just got this one box program this morning, and so I thought I'd bring it up here and hook it up the battery and the antenna and see if I could hit everything I programmed in here and every single repeater ka-chunks. And so it's looking like it's going to be good.
Oh, heck yeah, for that, especially for that high point, the high ground you got there, that'd be awesome to test out. Yeah, I just put the DMR in the mobile for the second time, and so all I'm using for my VHF, UHF is a little bullet antenna, so it's probably not going to be the best right now, but I think it will work for the set. So I'm kind of doing a little practice run here for my trip out west, but you guys have a good day out there. And I'll be listening. I'll probably be monitoring statewide one because I want to test the different sites I put in the radio here, make sure my code plug works. So appreciate it. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. NAWRO, after you, Mike.
NAWRO from NAVDZ. Hey, have a safe trip. Drive carefully. Have fun. And we'll catch you on the other side, my friend. 73 to you. And we'll have fun here, too. KA8YNU, KA8YNU, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. KA8YNU, KA8YNU, this is N8VDZ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Are you here at the park?
KEAWUO. Darren, we are at the park. We are in a campground, one's parking lot after the disc golf course. So, where are you at?
I'm basically as far north as we can get from here.
All right. We are on the east side. So, when you say you're as far north as you could be, are you looking for the fox? Are you heading this way, or what's you up to?
I don't know where the fox is right now. I was just kind of trying to set up to connect to the remote machine. I'm trying to look on satellite, kind of figure out what you're talking about is. I don't know, is that close to the Eastwood Beach by any chance?
Let's see, Eastwood Beach. I don't think so. I'm not too close to a beach.
Disc golf area?
Yeah, it'll be the next right, provided the disc golf course is on your right. So, yeah, if you keep driving past golf course, and then there'll be a campground-type sign on your right, and we're going to be in that section.
Okay, have you by any chance connected to the machine?
I haven't had any success, but it shows that it's 3 miles away, so I suspect that we will, but I haven't spent a lot of time on it yet. It took me a little while to get started, and then the dogs are needing some attention.
Thanks. I tried over here a few times, and it went through its 10-time tries, and then it gave up.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what the deal is with it yet. Like I said, I haven't really got into it yet, but I don't know. I assume it's working.
NAWRO mobile.
Why, hello.
Go ahead, Darren. You copy that? Hey, John, I'm on Novi. How do you copy Novi's tower, NAWRO?
You're coming in pretty darn good. I can't really tell any difference.
Boy, this is awesome. I've got the Kinect systems in the mobile. The one I was on before was Detroit Tower, so then I'll do Grass Lake in a little bit. But you guys have fun out there, and I'll be monitoring the traffic. NAWRO.
Well, I will do my best to have a lot of fun, but it would be better if you were here too.
In spirit and monitoring on the air. And I'm not sure if Darren wins the Fox twice, there's got to be a special reward for that, I think. Hey, WRO.
Yeah, this is true. But so far, he's basically been the only one to ever participate.
Well, that's true. It's going to come with a caveat forevermore with a little asterisk by his name. But he's the only one that tried, so. Anyway, WRO, I will be monitoring in and out. You guys have fun.
All right, we'll be here. Thank you, sir, and safe driving and have fun out there. This is KE8WUO.
K8YNU, K8YNU, this is NAPDZ.
Go ahead there, Mike, this is K8Mike.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
You know, I think I'm awake. I got home this morning a little after 6:30 and didn't go to sleep until closer to 7:45.
Oh, and didn't you pull a 24 yesterday?
Yep, I did. I did, and it was a very long 24.
Oh, crap. I didn't just wake you, did I?
No, I've been up since 11:30, so not too bad.
Okay, good. Hey, I'm up at Stony Creek with John and Darren, and just set up I programmed one of our radios and just set it up. I ka-chunked all eight of our repeaters that we have programmed, and so everything's looking good on it.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate you doing that. I do have a mobile in the car. If you need to run a check, that's fine. I'm listening on that as well. So, but yeah, looking forward to it. I'm excited to get those deployed and used and out there in the field. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Did I send you the 205 that John sent out? I don't remember if I've done that yet. I'm sorry, Mike, I lost you. Go again.
No, I don't believe I've seen that.
Okay, I'll do that here when I get home later on. So we'll get that done, and then you guys will have that in hand. And then I got the score sheet from John. John sent the score sheet, so looking that over to see where we can mark things down and get things going. I'm going to try to reach out to Brandon one more time here this week and just kind of see it. If not, then we'll finalize a meeting point.
Copy that. Alrighty. I'm going to help Darren set his stuff up here and get him on the air with his new radio. So I will let you go, Dave, and I'll still be monitoring here. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. Standing by after your close.
Sounds good there, Mike. Sounds good. Have fun today. I'll also be monitoring DMR and 7.2 there, so. Anyways, 73 is here. KYNU, back to monitoring.
W8 meeting.
NAWRO, monitoring Graphflix Wide 1, Dexter.
This is KE8WUO. How's Tim doing out there?
Pretty good. The ceremony's over. I'm going to go out to grab a bite, and then I'm going to head back eastward. How did Stony Creek go? Are you guys still there?
I am still here. Darren just headed out to see if he could have any luck with the fox. So he's probably been at it for about a minute and a half now.
Hey, Mike. I want more.
I did not get all of that. Are you mobile still?
Yep.
closer to the trade area.
I'll listen out.
Copy that. Yeah, you might be pushing it a little bit, because all I got of that last one was that you're in the Detroit area and you'll be listening, I think, essentially. So, coming in a little broken.
W8 Bravo Papa Delta. Mobile Midland monitoring.
NAWRO Mobile Dexter area trying on Novi.
You are coming in quite well now.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Brian. It looks like I need to be on Novi here rather than Grass Lake. Appreciate the equipment check. Hope you guys had a good day today. NAWRO after you guys.
Yeah, I'm just cleaning up a little bit of the HF stuff and putting everything away while Darren's out hunting. So, you know, overall, I think it was a pretty good day.
Brian, your signal's good, too. You're not there, though. You're elsewhere. Brian and John, too, I actually redid my CSV file, so I got your updated call sign in there, Brian, and your name as well. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. Appreciate the check. NAWRO, I'm clear.
There's many contacts in this radio yet, so I didn't realize which Brian that was, but hello, sir. And when Tim said he got the new call sign in there, it kind of dawned on me. But, yeah, you missed a good day out here at Stony Creek. Hey, Dean, you missed the radio fun. Foxtrot Echo, Tango, Quebec.
I wanted to be there, but I had a problem for yesterday. I ran up to the property in Mount Pleasant.
I was just saying that Dean should have showed up. I agree. Dean was missing in action today. Well, I found a deer out here. Not yet the fox. Maybe if you give some apples to the deer, they'll tell you where the fox is. Well, the deer was running away from something, I guess, so maybe that's where the fox is. I wish I had a drone so I could see where he's at.
Fox 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo, Fox 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Unit 4, in which direction and by how much units before?
This is KE8WUO. What is your question exactly?
I have a antenna directional thing, and I'm trying to figure out how far the offset was and in which direction it was.
Gotcha. So it's a 4 megahertz offset, and you can go above or below.
Which megahertz was that? Because I didn't catch the number.
That's 4 megahertz. Just 4. F-O-U-R.
ETQ, KFETQ, or KFAETQ, KFAETQ. The fox seems to be off of the Osprey Trail somewhere. KFAETQ, KFAETQ. John, the fox seems to be off of the Osprey Trail. Am I correct?
KYNU.
KYNU, NAWRO, Mobile, I-94, south of Detroit. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, NAWRO, Mobile, I-94.
Hey, Tim. How's your day going?
Yeah, very good. The granddaughter did a bridging ceremony I forget what it's called, Daisies to Brownies or something like that. So it was good to get out there and see the grandkids on that end for a change. Here the guys are up in Stony Creek having some fun. How about yourself? I know you did a long shift there the other day. That was crazy.
Yeah. I heard today went well. Yesterday was a very long shift. I got up yesterday at 3:30, And I ended up getting home this morning around like 6:30 and didn't get to sleep until about 7:30 this morning.
Now, out of curiosity, you don't have to dispatch the whole time. You get to rotate from phones to dispatch, or you got to do one position throughout the whole shift.
Last night, so yesterday I did ALS on the 911 side of things during the day, and then I switched over to backup dispatch last night, so I didn't have to do too much. And it just depends on the partner you're working with. Most people will take over, so you don't have to do 911 the whole shift.
And I know I was monitoring a little bit during the day earlier when you were on. I always recognized your voice, and I think John was monitoring as well. But, yeah, I appreciate the scoring scheme. They did add a few. I took a look at it early this morning. They added a few new elements to it, so that'll be interesting. I don't know. I guess no big surprises there, but I haven't really done a deep dive into it yet. But, yeah. Only a few days left. Here we go.
Yep, exactly. Been looking it over myself this morning, and then after I took my small nap, I got up and did some planning. Got an idea we'll talk about here in our Monday meeting here. Of where to do the set, or at least do the mobile EOC possibly. We'll see. I've got some things up my sleeve outside of my arm. So.
All right, sounds good. I figure we'll talk about it on closed circuit here. And, yeah, whatever you need to set up, too. I mean, I'll be free all this week, so if there's any setup needed, work days, I'm sure not only I'd be happy to do it, but we probably got a few other guys as well.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. If we do any type of setup, we might try to do a lot of it on Friday. And then tomorrow's Monday. I'm going to meet with Riley in St. Clair County. Either I'll go up to the EOC there, or I'll meet him on Zoom or something like that. And we're going to kind of discuss how the two counties can kind of collaborate things and work together. And then I might reach out to Jim Richards over at Oakland and see what they've got going on.
All right, that sounds good. And I didn't mean to jump on your meeting there, but while the thought was in my mind, I wrote down what I had collected for the meeting. So I figured I'd throw it out there and just give you guys a preview so you could see it ahead of time. And obviously some of it is all the stuff dealing with the set is far more important than the stuff that is not related to the set, of course.
I appreciate that. Definitely looked it over this morning as well, and appreciate you doing that. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff we can discuss here on the set. Even if we got to take a little bit more time, that's fine, because we got to nail this down here for this set. I want to try to get things finalized and finished up here, so we're good to go here for Saturday.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, if happy to take whatever time it takes, and even if we need a few more meetings between now and game day, that would be fine with me. I am available.
Okay, sounds good. We might meet a couple times. I know Wayne County is planning on meeting a couple times with their people, so we might throw it out there to those that are interested here. We'll keep the Monday kind of as command, but the rest of the couple days we'll throw it out there to others if they want to jump in on the meeting, just to hop on the Discord app, and we can do it that way.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a good game plan. I like it. All right, so happy to put my code plug in this radio, and it seems to be doing good. Wally suggested I use Novi. Novi was the right one to do,
I think it's called Grass Lake, is probably a little too far to the west. So getting to know what towers have what coverage, so it's pretty interesting. But going through Detroit right now, so I think I'll say 73s. And once I get home, I'll turn Statewide 1 back on. I mean, I'll be listening right now through Detroit, but we'll talk soon. Appreciate it, Dave. NAWRO, I'll be listening out.
Sounds good there, Tim. Drive safe on the way in. If you need anything, feel free to reach out. I'll be listening throughout the night. I will be on 901 tonight, so obviously my focus has got to be on that. But if you do need anything, help, don't hesitate to reach out. So, alrighty, 73 here, and this is K8YNE.
Understood. Thanks, Dave. NAWRO clear, I-94 in Grand River.
K8YNU, K8YNU, this is N8WCB.
Good evening. This is K8YNU. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing real good. Just enjoying a low-key day today, enjoyed church today. How are you? I was kind of monitoring your conversation. Sounds like lacking a little sleep.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't do these shifts all the time. You know, it wasn't bad. We were busy yesterday, and then going into the night, it wasn't too bad. The phones were a little busy, but I appreciate my partner taking over, and she did a good job with what she had. It wasn't bad. Got a little bit of sleep this morning. It was about 7:30 this morning. It woke up about 11:30. So we'll see how tonight goes.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, at least you're consistent this week. So you know, you're not kind of losing it this week. At least going into next weekend, you'll get a break and then go back on days the following week.
Yeah, that's the plan. That is the plan. Unless they need coverage, then that double time with night shift premium isn't bad at all.
No, that's a good incentive there. Absolutely, get some overtime in and get a little extra in the pocket there. That'll help you out.
Yeah, it will. So, you guys have a good day today. You said you went to enjoy church this afternoon and this morning and relaxed. Good day to relax, though. It's almost 80 degrees, so not too bad.
NAWCB, yes. Definitely enjoying today. Good church services this morning. Beck, we're planning on a barbecue tonight. Definitely going to get the brats on the grill. And I got a new bag of bricks, and we're going for it.
Man, that sounds good. Some brats on the barbecue. You gotta try some red and yellow peppers on it. And put some, grill up some onions. Man, that tastes real good.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it would taste good, definitely. We'll have to look at that maybe the next time or future plans there. We'll get to enjoy a little bit of outdoors and, fire up the barbecue a little bit. So yeah, it's been a relaxing day. Glad a lot of the lawn is done and for the week, and the lack of rain. I hear there's no rain at least in the near future. So hopefully we'll have to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't think we're gonna get rain anytime soon. So that'll be good. That'll be good. Got some plans here for the set. Banking on no rain, so we'll see.
Yeah, I hear it's supposed to, at least long-term goal, it looks like it's supposed to be, again, pretty favorably warm and you know, that and sunny at least ahead of time, unless the hurricanes that are down in the Atlantic affect the weather. But what I'm hearing about, it's kind of causing a kind of an omega effect where we're kind of getting the drier, warmer air being pushed up here.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. That's all right. We'll take it because I like the warm weather, and it's good for the set. It makes it easier to get people where they need to go, and don't have to worry about rain and getting wet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Especially, you know, if looking at it being, you know, maybe working in, you know, a mobile EOC or, you know, outdoor type of activities instead of tabletop. It definitely would work better if the weather is cooperative and favorable in that way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That'll be good. I'm not looking forward to it. We might throw something out there on Discord. We can meet on one of the talk channels there with the group and kind of go over what we went over on Thursday, and then maybe some further information for the group.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. And again, that's a good test of the you know, of Discord, of that app, and. Like you say, it can kind of get everybody together and, you know, something, you know, fairly quick and at least get everybody on the same page. It's a good idea. And, again, see if that that app is a good, you know, workable, you know, unless we're not on the air, you know, in a two-meter analog or, you know, on this one, just kind of discussing things. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be a good test of our pace plan there, and we see what type of how we can integrate it and the drills and go from there. But like I said, a lot of good stuff that's being planned out. So stay tuned.
Well, that sounds like it. There sounds like could definitely expect a curveball or something. You never know. But that's, again, that's the importance of these, is to be able to shift gears if need be, and, okay, if plan A is not working, what's plan B? And, again, there's just those questions. So, good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good to kind of keep things a surprise this year. Kind of chop the curves close to my chest there, and I'll reach out to Paul here this week and kind of go over some things as well with him and kind of pick his brain there. And then also I'm meeting up with Riley here hopefully tomorrow and pick his brain as well. So.
NAWCB, wow, that is, like you say, there's a lot of, you know, not just the set itself, the actual event, but a lot of pre-planning involved, and certainly remember it kind of recalls my memory back when we've done a couple of the scenarios there back at Shelby where we opened the EOC back then. There's a lot of pre-planning for that, so you know, my hats off to you guys there. Appreciate you know, all that's working behind the scenes and the pre planning for this.
Have you had any opportunity to open up the CAD?
No, I haven't. I know that that's been in my my plans. I should write that down here for tonight. This would be a good night to open it up.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully get an opportunity there. I've been messing with it a little bit. Did some work with it last night, and looks like the company gave us 25 slots we can use for free. So I want to reach out to them and thank them and kind of, I guess, talk to them a little bit about their product. So That was kind of nice of them.
Yes, definitely. I think that's, again, that, you know, for them to do that, you know, obviously, you know, they want to, you know, make a favorable impression, get a chance to use the product so that they can, you know, who knows if, you know, and there's, again, you know more about it, if there's a payment with it and more functions available to open it up. So I'm glad. I'm glad that they've done that. Well, like I say, I've got to write a note here to myself to check that out tonight.
Yeah. They, in order to use it, you get 10 free slots normally to use, and then after that, you got to pay. And it goes up, you know, how many people you have and, you know, how many computers it's hooked to that CAD, and then you pay a certain price. And for them to allow us to have 25 slots free, that's pretty good.
Yes, I agree with that. And again, you know, maybe they're trying to woo some business or something or get a good recommendation, but hey, you know, it's a good test, and obviously, you know, given the, you know, if it works well, which it's so far so good, at least, you know, give it a good review. That benefits us and benefits them as well.
Hey, Wayne, it does, and you know, just the flexibility of that CAD is really it's nice. It really is. A lot of good things to it, and if you pay for it, and you know, you get a little bit more goodies that comes with it. But you know, the free option is not bad as well.
Yeah, specifically for our use, and of course, if it catches on, and say the powers to be would want to put some expenditures into it and, you know, use that as a budgeted item, hey, why not? You know, that, again, it's a win-win there. But just the basic configuration sounds very workable in our circumstances.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, and too, it was built primarily for, you know, CERT teams, ARPSC teams, you know, the smaller departments that don't have, you know, the budget like the bigger departments do. And what's pretty cool is a volunteer firefighter put this CAD together. So, like I said, it works really, really well. And, you know, if you pay for it, you can have, you know, you can have to where there's like a walkie-talkie app in within the CAD itself. There's you know, streaming audio from your whatever, you know, radio system that you've got. You're able to stream your radio into this app that goes with the CAD as well. And like I said, it's a nice little CAD.
Yeah, it sounds, like you say, it sounds very usable, user friendly in that. And again, it just gives you the, you know, the basic functions. You can upgrade if you, you know, pay for it there. It's like I say, it's, you know, going New World or Columbus or, you know, paying big bucks like that. You know, you can't beat that. Like you say, for, you know, for CERT team or ARPSC or a smaller agency, it works really well.
Gee, Wayne, it does. And so I'm rooting for them, thankful for them. You know, they just updated the apps that comes with this, so they've redone some work as far as the apps, made them a little bit more user friendly, and they were user friendly before, but I think they've improved upon it, and it's like I said, it's a good system. I think it's a better system than what we use here at work.
There you go. You have to suggest it to your work there. You definitely want something that's user-friendly, and, you know, I'm sure they probably, you know, listen for suggestions. People that are trying it out or using it, I'm sure they're open to that. And hey, if they're if they make the changes like that, and it's an upgrade benefit, so again, that's a favorable thing there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So I plan on rolling that out here to the group here Monday. To try to get that out to the guys, and they can kind of check in, sign in on it, and play with it a little bit. When we get, you know, the scenarios or the different drills and stuff like that, you know, you can kind of pick and choose what you want to, you know, sign up for, and, you know, show your availability, or if you're not available, you can just kind of, you know, click off of it and, you know, show that, hey, I'm not available for this, or, you know, whatnot. So it's a lot of good things. And then as far as, like, email, internal email, it works really well. So, well, like I said, it's a good system. It really is.
NAWCB, yeah. Well, definitely, although I liked the old Shelby's system there, the old escape and delete, and some of putting those calls in, hooking it up on that little Tandy laptop to upload your calls there. At least this sounds like it's a little bit more, you know, you got radio capability or communication, and you also have emails and that. And like I say, it is user-friendly, you know, showing your status, and, you know, again, it's both sides of the coin. So I think that works. That says a lot.
Yeah, it does, and you know, being able to track our units, being able to, you know, if you use the app and download it, you can be trackable. So it's one of those things where, you know, if something happens, we know where you're at. It's nice. They just updated the app, so you can see where all the units are. You can click on the unit, and it'll give you directions on how to get there to them. So it's kind of nice.
Yes, that is. If it's got, mapping, that's even better. And, you know, again, just thinking of it, you know, people in the field there are you know, the operators, you know, here, you know, Oakland County, when you guys were at the Dream Cruise, you know, they're checking on your status, your welfare, and that's again, important. Again, it's the same thing. You know, you want everyone to be able to respond and go home at the end of the day.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure. Safety is our top priority, and you know, it's important. It really is. So, well, Dad, I am here, so I'm gonna start getting things ready and head out inside get the shift report. But appreciate the good conversation on the way here, and hopefully you guys have a good night. I'll be on 911 tonight, so it should be fun. So, you guys have a good night. Tell Mom we said hi, and we'll hopefully get to talk here soon.
That sounds like a plan. We'll be praying for you tonight. Hope you have a good evening, a safe evening there, and yes, thanks for the ride along. A good conversation tonight. But when you see the family again, tell them hello, and wishing you and the family 73s and 88s. And again, hope you have a good evening there at work. Be safe out there. And hey, WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s. GAYNU, sir.
WAQL. Anybody hear this radio? WATW testing. Block testing.
KE8WUO statewide 1.
WAPD.